Good day to you all. Wow, where's time gone? I did a 20-hour shift yesterday. I thought, after my day sightseeing, thought I'd, the following day, started early with the intentions of coming back halfway and handing over to my partner, but I felt quite good. I felt like I could have gone the whole day. So I said to my partner, why don't you have your day off today? I'll do the whole shift, because the schedule we originally had been given by the volleyball coordinator team was pretty quiet, really. A lot of downtime in between jobs. So I let my partner have his day off. I went back and fetched him, brought him into town, and he went to the tower and did the tower thing. And bimbled his way all the way back later on to the Olympic Village area, taking in all the sights, which was like taking up most of his day. Good old walk for him. I was quite impressed. But, so I carried on doing my shift yesterday, and as normally happens, the schedule changes and extra runs are added. So it turned out it was a bit of a mad rushing round day. And to cap it all, the last volleyball match, which was supposed to start at 9:45, or 10 o'clock ish or something, didn't start for an hour and a half later, and ultimately finished late. So I eventually, after taking two passengers back to different hotels, got back in my bedroom at 2:15 a.m. So we're now on the Monday, the 2nd of January, and I've decided to take it as an official day off, my first one in over 3 weeks. So duly earned, and I needed it because I didn't get up till about 10 o'clock time, by which time breakfast had finished anyway, which I knew would probably happen because that finishes at 9:30 in the hotel. Everything's cleared away, although there is constant coffee and water, lemon water on tap downstairs in the foyer. You can always get a drink. So nice laying this morning, recovering, watching a bit of the Olympics on the telly and on my phone app, BBC updates, and I got myself a crap, which I thought was like a big croissant from the shop bottom of the hotel, and it was like a donut, like a sugary donut, but very nice. I had it with a cup of coffee. So plans for today were to head off, get a lift towards Shibuya Junction, the famous pedestrian crossing, or scramble as they call it, Shibuya Scramble, and just have a walk around that area and make my way to another shrine, which is not far from there, Yoyogi Park. But unfortunately, my partner's schedule is quite busy today, and the complications of picking me up, dropping me off, would have left it a bit tight. Although I think I can get my own car and go off and explore myself, but it just means parking it up and then going back to it, and I'd rather be dropped off and then walk to another location. But anyway, so decided to leave that for another day. I think some of the US volleyball teams are not making it through the preliminary rounds. So once they're out, they have 48 hours to leave. All the athletes have got 48 hours to leave and go back to where they come from. So our schedules will be not as manic and crazy, hopefully, and give me a bit more time to explore the city. So I'm just going to have a steady walk up to the shopping centre up the road, one that gives you tax-free shopping if you show your passport, see what I can buy. Hopefully the items that I buy will be what the recipients want, not just get left in drawers, which is what normally happens when you buy stuff for kids. So I'll let you know how we get on. Bye for now.